anchor.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Un toast aux exploités pour l'extermination des exploiteurs. Une épitaphe pour quelques copains.
The Union of Time Thieves is a monthly exploration of urban life. In this installment, we will be using one of the Situationist International's most beloved techniques to create a revised look at Portland's cityscape. Join us for one entire hour dedicated to détournement, fugitives, and refugees on the Union of Time Thieves on April 28th from 10 to 11 p.m. only on KBOO Portland.
And it is 11 a.m., 30 seconds past 11 a.m. You are tuned to KBOO in Portland, and coming right up, Grace Eagle Reed hosts Disability Awareness, a monthly show about issues affecting people with disabilities and their communities. And at 11:30, host Glenn Green interviews Doug Fine, author of Hemp Unbound. And thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support for community radio. To become a member or renew your support, just go to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Redirect Guide, committed to promoting progressive regional businesses based upon the values of sustainability, localism, and social justice. Complete business directory and resource guide at redirectguide.com.
Welcome to Disability Awareness. I'm Grace Eagle Reed, and I'm your hostess for the day. This is the fourth Monday of every month we're on with disability issues. My guest today is Laura Sandahl. She is about to take off for New York on a very exciting conference, and all we're going to be talking about that and some other things. I want to do an announcement. This is a media release that was sent over to me by Kathleen, she would be my boss if this was a paying job. Anyway, thanks, Kathleen. This is a Developmental Disabilities Resource Fair starting May the 1st. The annual Washington County Resource Fair for People with Developmental Disabilities takes place on Thursday, May the 1st, from 11 in the morning till 7 p.m. at the Aloha Community Center, 4375 Southwest Edwards Place. More than 40 exhibitors will be on hand to share information about housing, Social Security, brokerage services, employment, self-advocacy, and reception recreation opportunities. Recreation, I love it. Recreation, I think it is. And recreation too, why not? Much of the focus will be on transitioning from high school to adult life. Care for adult children will be available if needed, so parents can take advantage of the fair. Care for adult children, I love that. I'll go over and just get cared for. That's fantastic. But care for, I'm pretty sure that meant care for small children, if you have small children. Anyway, the free event is sponsored by the Edwards Center in partnership with Washington County Developmental Disabilities. More information is available by calling 503-642-1581. Let me repeat that. 503-642-1581. Wendy Gordon is the communications coordinator for this event. She's Washington County Department of Health Human Services in Hillsboro. And there is another number there, 503-846-3634. And so if you can go to that, please do. Sounds exciting. Okay, Laura, New York coming up.
Yes, indeed. I'm very excited. It's only, I'll be leaving the 14th of May, So it is coming up quickly. We're doing last-minute things to prepare. I'm also helping artist Zach Go, who's going to be one of the presenters at Open Engagement, with his project. So we have a lot to do before the day we leave. So,
oh boy,
yeah. It's coming together, though. It's coming together nicely, and it's great to work with the people I'm working with. They're just amazing, absolutely amazing.
Details.
Oh, well, it's so nice to co-create with people who are on top of things and have great ideas and, you know, kind of push the boundaries a little bit and try to do things in different ways. And as you bring those things together and put them, they kind of fall into a certain order. They kind of fall into place almost. When you get a good team. So that's what I feel like has happened this year. And I'm really glad to see that on the Portland side. It'll be interesting to go to New York and see how things are going there. Since this is the first year it will be in New York. So a lot to look forward to and a lot to think about and how to improve the conference in the future. But a lot to draw upon in the past as well. This particular year, we're focused on life and work practices. My zine will be presented. I think military service is definitely considered a life and work practice. That is full commitment.
And what is your zine?
The zine is my Guantanamo zine. It is called Declassified. It was printed by, well, it was printed recently, and it was online on Symbolia magazine. It is a wonderful piece done by Lucy Bellwood and Sarah Merck here in Portland, and myself and an anonymous friend. And it's has opened up a lot of questions and opportunities and has been empowering to me as well as the other ladies involved. It's just been a very worthwhile, I think, and worth sharing. And I'm mm-hmm. glad that they agree at Open Engagement that this is something mm-hmm. that fits into the life work.
Now, since this is a disability awareness show, will you talk about your disability as a result of being a Gitmo gal?
Well, one of my disabilities is PTSD.
Mm-hmm. And may I add, the eyes are wide right now. And Laura, may I say, Laura has an incredible problem coming to a mic and talking about this. So, yay, everybody clap. She's here. And we've been doing this for a little while, so I'm really proud of you to be able to come to the mic, because I know this is very tough for you, and it's tough for you to even talk about this stuff because you were pretty traumatized there. So, congrats. Yeah.
Well, thank you, and thank you for helping. It helps a lot to be able to practice and to work with you. So,
pleasure.
It is exciting to present this scene, but with my PTSD, there was one thing that has popped up. I started having flashback of a memory, and I realized that part of what I had said before or thought before was incorrect. So I'm interested in seeing what kind of anxiety and PTSD I'm going to be dealing with in New York as I'm trying to help others present their work as well. And
and then travel's a stressful thing anyway for even just so-called normie people. And then
not to me. I was a flight attendant for a while.
Cool. So see, so you're all geared for the travel part of it, and you're young enough to pull it off, and so on and so on. But once you get there and present, how long is your presentation in New York?
I'll be in what is called Open Platform, which is a series of 10-minute presentations, usually given in format like a PowerPoint presentation or a hands-on thing, a talk, that kind of thing. Wonderful small venues so that you can actually talk to the artists, get to know what their work was about, what they were thinking. It's a fabulous idea that Jen came up with. And it's I think a lot of people will have interest in asking me questions. Mm. You know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And how many people are going to be presenting?
Oh my, I believe it's 200 this year.
Oh my.
That's just a rough estimate. I'm sure they had to cap it at a certain amount.
From all over the nation and world?
All over the world, yes.
Wow. It's an international thing.
It is international.
Wow. That is so neat.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have 10 minutes on stage. How many you're talking to at least 200 other people and more.
Right. Well, no, this is going to be a smaller venue than that. So more like a lecture hall size, you know,
okay.
A small lecture hall.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. It'll be in the atrium of the Queen's Museum, which has been recently renovated.
Wow.
Which is fabulous and very exciting.
Nice setting.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It'll be incredible.
So, and then you present your project mm-hmm. to the people, and then you sit at a booth or a table and...
No, it isn't that. It's much more participatory. There's so many artists doing different things and often at the same time. That's my biggest problem is there's so much going on, mm-hmm. especially this year. You can't be in two places at once. I'm going to have to make some decisions. So,
It's typical conference type stuff.
Yeah, but on the other hand, it's a nice place to be where you're trying to decide where you want to spend your time. So
I know. I used to go to the mediation conferences here and other places when I could travel better. And it was like that. You had to. I want to go see that lady. I want to go talk to her. I want to go him. However, and then you're presenting, and then there are people. Yeah, it's an amazing process, though. Wow. This is so exciting.
Oh, yeah. And I'm looking forward to seeing some old friends, some old teachers, and some incredible people who I've met just through the process of working in the housing, as a housing person with Sandy Sampson. It's been a real pleasure to get to know everybody, and I think it'll be a great, great mix this year.
How many do you, you're aware of the different projects? How many other projects that kind of hand in glove with what you're doing, for that matter? If you know.
It's hard to break it down that way, but there's so many. It must be 200 plus.
Of different angles on open engagements. So, who would be, so tell me a little bit more about open engagement, because I know it started at PSU. It's still there. You can take classes.
This started as part of the Portland State MFA program in art and social practices.
Mm-hmm. I almost took a class in that.
I encourage anybody who has the opportunity to take one of those courses to do so. They're available mm-hmm. to undergrad students as well. That's how I was able to take it. Absolutely amazing way to look at the way you work, the way you operate, the way you work with others to co-create. Just the idea of co-creation and collaboration itself is so valuable. It's something I would encourage anybody to take in any field.
What is the strength of co-creating as opposed to being an independent project person?
Well, I think that it's good to have kind of a checks and balance kind of system. You know, it's you also get better ideas. Sometimes you start with one idea and then it triggers another idea in somebody else. And together that can make an amazing combination. Whereas before the single thing was great, but not as great mm-hmm. as the two together. So.
Well, and I value the... I value the concept of oneness and unity, and I believe any creative person that's open engagement. I love that word,
yes.
Just the word itself, open engagement.
It is exactly how it sounds. It is very open. It's free to the public. Mm-hmm. It's free to the artists who present. This is also very rare. This is a great opportunity for people to see and interact with art and not have to worry about having to pay for a museum fee, excuse me.
Yes. Oh, that would be big.
Yes.
A big museum fee.
So this is a really something that is about community and about New York, and this area in Queens is a tremendous opportunity as well. There's in the museum a wonderful scale model of the city, and there's going to be projects around that, and we're also going to be exploring things from other countries. We have a guest coming from Scotland. I have a couple of guests coming from Australia. It's been very fun to put this together.
I think about the of course, this is KBOO, and it's a community radio show or project. And KBOO has been into unity, oneness, open engagement, if you will, for a long time. KBOO.FM, for anybody that wants to support this radio station. I know none of us would be here without it. So that's my little pitch for that. Please donate. The value of community. So how many, as a handicapped person, may I call you a handicapped person?
Yeah.
I know I am. I have multiple sclerosis. I just had another little hit. I'm 70, but I'm sitting at the mic today in honor of being a handicapped person, especially for elderly handicapped person. I was just invited to Sweden to do a conference with the Sami people up north. I had been there 15, maybe 20 years ago, and I'd helped start a peace institute up there. I still have friends there, obviously, and they invited me back to be a key speaker.
That's so
at
exciting.
A Sami conference, but I can't do it because of my handicap. They had a couple of $1,000s ready, but it's just a lot of, I just can't handle the travel without a companion. So, and they can't afford two tickets for two people. So this is the profile. This is a typical, well, maybe not typical, but this is a profile of how my handicap is preventing me from doing something pretty awesome. However, I'm pretty much into acceptance of it all, and I feel if I'm supposed to be there, it'll happen, but it is coming up in June, but I don't think I'm going to be able to pull it off. I've tried several combinations, so I get what it's like to be handicapped. And,
yeah.
You know, we all have something. Do you know if there are any other disabled people, probably disabled people, coming to the conference that are using open engagement?
Absolutely. In fact, there's going to be a lunchtime presentation with a panel of a few people. I know for sure that Carmen Papelia is going to be one of the people. He's one of my friends and former teachers and somebody who inspired me. So it'll be great to be able to attend his panel and the people hear what they're talking about. Very much looking forward to it. So yeah, that is definitely part of the social practice, part of this art practice. This gentleman, for example, is very interested in, letting other people experience what it feels like to be blind. To go into a museum and make it accessible, like you can actually touch the things you see, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And he's been used in different museums to kind of help facilitate making it more accessible to everybody and to the community. So he's been doing great work.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, my. How do we reach you?
Well, I'm on Facebook, and you can also get me. I'm setting
Isn't
up.
Isn't everybody?
Everybody's on Facebook. You can also reach me at my email address, laura_sandow@hotmail.com. And I encourage you to send me any questions you may have, or just shoot me a line if you want to, talk or something. So.
Well, I am so I feel so blessed to have you here on this show because I was thinking we were talking on the way over. I don't drive anymore, so Laura drives over to my place over on Main. I live downtown, But it's hard for me to get over here without somebody picking me up and shoving my walker. It's not a little walker either. It's a kind of a big walker. And we fold it, and she shoves it in the car. And as usually we can get people to help us.
Mm-hmm.
So here's two handicapped women. You have also a very bad back.
Yes, I have a bad back. Severe arthritis in my lower back prevents me from lifting heavy things. So,
this is really part of the commitment when you think something's important enough. So Laura comes and picks me up, and between her and I, we fold this walker. It's not the lightest walker in the world. And we shove it in the back seat of her car, and then we get me in there, and then we toddle over to Kebu here, and we park, and it's a big deal. It's a big deal to be disabled or to be handicapped on any level
mm-hmm.
in today's world. But, of course, Kebu is handicap accessible, of course. We usually commandeer people right off the street, and usually they will help. It's the most amazing process.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely perfect strangers. This has been many times we've done this.
Yes.
Perfect strangers.
It's been a social experiment in itself.
Exactly. And I was thinking about that. That's part of what open engagement's got to be, you know?
Yeah.
And people usually are very, very kind, very helpful, and they want to help. And today we got some people that I don't think they spoke our language. They looked very oriental. So possibly they didn't understand what we were. So we said, could we ask you to help us get this? We should do a documentary on this, right? See how many people.
They pretended to not speak English.
Yes.
I heard the girls speaking.
Oh, there you go. And that's the first time that's happened in a long time that.
Yeah.
Young people who just did not want to engage. But isn't that also part of what the world itself is, I feel, this is only an opinion, an observation certainly, but the world itself is pretty much divided between, I'm just going to put it metaphorically, dark and light, kind of a dark attitude and a lighter attitude about all the many, many, many issues that are facing us as human beings. So on some level, and on this show, I like to talk about community, how whole communities are disabled or handicapped as a result of darker, more pulled in attitudes and actions, and how that weighs us all down, you know? And yet there's the lighter attitudes, and I think from what I've experienced, and I'm pretty sure you've experienced this too, obviously, most people are pretty light and want to be helpful, especially here in Portland. We
yes.
are so blessed to be in Portland. Oh, what a wonderful city.
Yes.
Yay, Portland. Lots of kind, wonderful people.
Yeah, you don't see that everywhere.
No. A city this size, anywhere else. In fact, I had a friend that came in of another organization that I go to on a regular basis, and he's from New York, and he said, I have never experienced a city this size so friendly and so open and so into oneness and into unity and all of that. And he said, well, if... it's probably due to all the breweries we have. And I thought that was kind of a funny angle.
Hmm.
So all liquored up on coffee and...
and beer. And,
handcrafted and Yeah, handcrafted
some
beer.
Some really good beer.
Yeah, and I can't drink anymore, so you know, you don't want to see me do that.
No.
But I have to say, I get curious, but I will not do it, of course. My other handicap, right. But so you take off May the 14th?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. With all your, how much equipment and gear and stuff
oh,
do you
I
have?
Oh, I travel light. I'm going to have a big suitcase and a laptop. That's it.
Oh, my. So are you doing a PowerPoint presentation over there?
Yes, I am. what we've done is had we're going to do a slideshow of showing each panel of the comic itself, and I'm going to go into more detail about what was happening, try to answer some people's questions. I also really want to showcase Lucy and Sarah's work. Lucy Bellwood, who illustrated it, did an amazing job.
Yes.
And Sarah Merck did an amazing job getting it out there and helping me get to the point where we could create this. She was a wonderful person to work with, and I'm glad I called on her.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that they're getting their...
Yes, getting their dues.
Yes, absolutely.
Are they going to be with you?
Unfortunately, they can't go on this trip, mm-hmm. But maybe in the future they might be able to. So I think it'll be impactful as it is. I know that some of Lucy's friends are looking forward to meeting up with me to grab a copy. So
I have seen the zine, and it's wonderful. And, of course, that's what got us started with continuing to do these shows. Actually, we had guests today, but they had to cancel at the last minute. It was Albertina Kerr. What was that?
Project Grow.
Project Grow. So I don't know. At some point, maybe they will come over. They're having some transitional situations that are challenging them, apparently. So this is something that they couldn't do today. So we had a sort of a last-minute cancellation, but that's okay because you and I can chat on endlessly about stuff, as you can see. But it's very important that we talk about this zine and others like it. I think this is an incredible way to get a message out. That's a very heavy, important message. The tragic stuff, I don't even know what to call it, the tragedy of everything that went on there, and then here you are, eyewitness and involved on a very deep level. From you were Navy, right?
Navy, correct.
Navy,
yeah.
And you kind of innocently went into it thinking, I'm doing my job. I'm a Navy.
Well, I honestly thought I could make a difference from being in the system, being in on the inside kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I thought that might be a way to do it. Of course, the system is just too big, and it's meant to crush you, you know?
Yeah.
So I
didn't... Especially as a woman?
Especially as a woman, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole other issue.
Yeah. I mean, it did give me some wonderful experience, for sure, but... I don't
it's
know,
big, isn't it?
What do you trade for experience?
It's big and dark. It's very big and very dark. But all war is.
Yes.
All war
indeed.
Is. All the more reason we've got to stop war
mm-hmm.
at some point.
Well, I know this is off topic, but I did see that Spain is interested in pushing or pressing charges for war crimes, Bush and Cheney. I didn't say that right, but I think you know what I'm saying.
Yes, yes. Well, it's time. It's over time. But where I believe, and here's something that I'm loosely connected with a lot of unity oneness people, Baha'is being kind of the big players on the field, unity Unitarians, unity people, Quakers, mm-hmm. you know, all the folks that are into peace, love, brotherhood, sisterhood.
Community,
and oneness and all. I believe that is the only antidote. The elimination of poverty, the upgrading of education, the oneness of people, the value of people, so on, so on. Last minute words. How can we reach you again? You valuable person, you.
I'm available on Facebook. I am working on a website, for those of you who are wondering why I don't have one. that should be up and running soon. And you may also email me at laura_sandow@hotmail.com.
Spell your last name.
Sandow.
And if you want to know more, thanks, Laura, for coming on again.
Thank
I love you,
Grace.
I love you, I love you. If you want to know more about me, my work, this show, www.negotiatingshadows.com. And thank you for tuning in. And We really value you as listeners, and please let us know how we're doing. And if you have any issues you want me to talk about on this show, please email me at grace_eagle, E-A-G-L-E, at hotmail.com. Yay, Hotmail. And we will proceed with oneness, unity, and open engagement. Thanks again, Laura.
Thank you, Grace.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. 10 days ago, in my report to the nation on Vietnam, I announced the decision.
I'm Jimmy Tardy. Join myself, S. Brian Wilson, and Mike Hasty as we speak with Joe Lewis, survivor of the Kent State shootings. That's on the anniversary of Nixon's announcement of the expansion of the Vietnam War into Laos and Cambodia. The protests at Kent State followed that announcement, and we'll talk with Joe about that day and what it means. That's Wednesday, April 30th from 11 a.m. until noon.
Now, unfortunately, while we deeply sympathize with the plight of 7 million Cambodians whose country has been invaded.
KABU, an ear to the streets of Portland, are proud to welcome local artist and poet Taria Autry, the author of her latest book of poetry, Roots, Reality, and Rhyme, May 1st, 2014, starting at 7 o'clock p.m. Taria will be performing excerpts from her book of poetry live on KABU Airwaves and will also be available for a book signing at KABU Radio. Stay tuned for Freeform Fabulous Thursdays for an intimate night of 60 soul music following Ear to the Streets. That's Thursday, May 1st, 2014 from 7 o'clock p.m. for Ear to the Streets of Portland, followed by Freeform Fabulous Thursday right here on your community radio, KABU 90.7 FM, and online at www.kabu.fm.
Captain's Log, Stardate 90.7. We're cruising near the PDX system, searching for new forms of media. The crew is agitated because they're bored with top 40 music and nationally syndicated programming. They crave local content.